This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but before the marriage took place, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is amazing how many people say to me that the testament of Matthew of Mary's birth is not true. And yet, how could it not be true? Matthew would have spoken to Mary. Matthew was, we believe, one of the disciples of Jesus, wrote his gospel, would have spoken to Mary many times, would have heard this amazing account. And yet people say, you know, it's not true. How could Jesus be born of a virgin? Well, God created the whole universe. And why would this not be true? Why would we question it? And sadly, a lot of Christians say exactly this. It's not true. It's just a story just to say it's true, my friends. It's true. If it's here, how are we to judge that? How are we to say that Mary did not speak to Matthew about this all, and not just speak about it, but share intimately how she felt, and then it's to be recorded in prosperity for us. Remember as well, at the time that when this was written, there still would have been people who would have known the stories. So if you didn't know Matthew, Mary, or Joseph before he most probably died, then you could still go and speak to those witnesses and say, look, Matthew's written this in his gospel. Is this true? And, you know, it's very hard to deny it if somebody is saying, well, no, it's an absolute fabrication. All this then becomes lies. There's no authority in Matthew's gospel. We don't see that in the world. We don't see other things being written at the time saying Matthew's gospel is not true because we've checked this with other people. You know, that's what happens when something comes out, even today online, when it's not true, it gets checked. And soon we find out that what was claimed to be true isn't true. And yet this is true. And it's so beautiful, you know, how we learn how Jesus came into the world. We learn about Mary being chosen and chosen because she was so devout to God. She was setting herself apart from the world and was chosen by God. And she obeyed the Jewish law at the time. She was still a virgin and she was recognized by the way that she lived her life for God, by God, to carry Jesus, the God child. We must, as Christians, just set aside all this criticism of what things are, saying they're not true. Yes, we have to wrestle with different parts of Scripture. That is right. But we go from the point that Scripture is true and accurate. But how do we, coming at it from our worldly view sometimes, respond to it? It's us that must change, not us to change the Scripture. We learn, as I said, Jesus is life from his birth to his death. In the Gospels, we read everything that he has done. But if we dismiss this at the start, how can we really and truly, honestly, in our hearts, say that anything is true, either in the Gospels or even the Gospel of Matthew, just as one of the Gospels? How can we say that's true? And where do we start dismissing things? Unless we say, our Lord and Saviour, our God who created the whole universe, who created everything, who made a plan to come to save us, has recorded forever, for prosperity, the birth of Jesus, his Son. And that what we should be doing is not criticising that, is to be amazed and praise God that he actually chose to come down to make a way to go back into relationship with him. I wonder if Mary would have been shocked at what people would be saying today, saying, you know, this is just true. Why are you criticizing it? So let's take the Gospels. Yes, let's wrestle with it from our point of view on how we come to them. But let's not change the word of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, so many people will deny so many things in your holy word. Let us Just take it as you have given us and help us where we wrestle with those difficult parts that affect our lives. Amen.